I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's episode, I'm going to be looking at two really important verbs in English, which many English students get quite mixed up with. They get very confused about the difference between these two verbs because maybe in their language, these two verbs actually only exist as one verb. But in English, it's really important to differentiate between these two words. So the verbs are leave and let. So I'm going to be giving you the definitions of those two words and explain what the main confusion is, the reason why students do get confused between these two words. And then at the end, I'll be giving you a little test just to see if you understand it quite well, or maybe you need to re-listen to this podcast or do some extra work on this topic. Okay, so we're going to start with leave, and I'm going to give you the two definitions for this word. So the first definition of leave is to exit a room or a building. For example, what time did you leave the party? What time did you leave the party? Another example, we need to leave soon if we want to catch our flight. So this means to exit or to go from a room or a building. Okay, so that's the first definition of leave. And I don't think students have a problem with this. What students have a problem with is the next definition. And the next definition is to allow something to remain in a place, or to let something remain in a place. But it's not to let, it's to let something remain. So if I don't want something to move from its position, I will say, leave it there. Leave it there. Not let it there, but leave it there. So let's have a look at a couple of examples. Is it okay if I leave my bag here? Is it okay if I leave my bag here? Which means, is it okay, do you mind, if this bag remains in this current position? And the second example, I think I left my phone at work. I think I left my phone at work. Meaning, I think my phone remained at work, in that place at work. I did not bring it home. So that is leave. And if you, when you listen to those two examples, you think it sounds unfamiliar to you, and maybe you would use let instead. So that's really important for you to pay attention to the difference here. In this case, if you want to allow something to remain in a place, you should use the verb leave. Okay, so when should we use let? Well, let means to allow or to permit. Notice the difference between this definition and the one we just spoke about with leave. To leave is to allow or let something remain in a place. And let means to allow or to permit. So there's nothing about remaining in the position. Okay. For example, my parents let me stay out until midnight. My parents let me stay out until midnight. They allowed me. They permitted me to stay out until midnight. Notice the structure here with this verb. It's let and then the object. So me, for example, my parents let me. And then the verb stay. There's no to in this sentence. So not my parents let me to stay out. No, my parents let me stay out until midnight. Another example, please let me finish what I was saying. Please let me finish what I was saying. Allow me to finish. And a common phrase, let me think about it. So if you suggest something and I'm not sure, I might say, okay, let me think about it. So that's let. A little note as well with allow and permit. These are more formal and the structure is a little different. So with these, we do need to put to before the verb. For example, I'm not allowed to go to the party because I have to finish my homework. Okay, so there we have let and leave. So a very quick summary, especially the most important thing, or at least the reason why most students get confused. Leave is to let or allow something to remain in a place. It also means to exit a room or a building, whereas let means to allow or permit. So let's test you now. I'm going to give you three sentences and you have to decide if you should use let or leave in the missing space. So when there's a missing space, I will say the word blank and you have to decide if it's let or leave. Okay, so number one, did you blank your wallet in the car? Did you blank your wallet in the car? Number two, we don't blank the cat go out at night. We don't blank the cat go out at night. And number three, I'm going to give you two missing words here. The teacher didn't blank the children blank the class until they had finished their work. Maybe write this one down. The teacher didn't blank the children blank the class until they had finished their work. Okay, so if you need a bit of time just to write those down and try to find the answers, then please pause the podcast. Here are the answers. So the first one should be, did you leave your wallet in the car? Which means, is your wallet in that position in the car? Does it remain in that position in the car? Number two, we don't let the cat go out at night, meaning we don't allow the cat to go out, or we don't permit the cat to go out. And number three, the teacher didn't let the children leave the class until they had finished their work. The teacher didn't allow the children to exit the class until they had finished their work. Okay, how did you do? Hopefully you got them all right. If you didn't, then maybe listen again and do a little bit more study on these two words, because like I say, it's a really common confusion with English students. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it helpful. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts, or if you're interested in taking English classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.